We studied this morning from the passage of Luke, the 8th chapter, and we're going to go right back there and look at another story that falls in that chapter. Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 40 says, when Jesus came back to Galilee, a crowd welcomed him because everyone was waiting for him. A man named Jairus, a leader of the synagogue, came to Jesus and fell at his feet, begging him to come to the house. Jairus' only daughter, about 12 years old, was dying. While Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house, the people were crowding all around him. And let's go down to verse 49. It says, now while Jesus was speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue leader, or Jairus' house, and said to him, your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher anymore. When Jesus heard this, he said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe, and your daughter will be well.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus went to the house, he only let Peter, John, and James and the girl's father and mother go inside with him. All the people were crying and feeling sad because the girl was dead. But Jesus said, stop crying. She is not dead, only asleep. The people laughed at Jesus because they knew the girl was dead. But Jesus took hold of her hand and called to her, my child, stand up. Her spirit came back into her. And she stood up at once. Then Jesus ordered that she be given something to eat. The girl's parents were amazed, but Jesus told them not to tell anyone what had happened. From this passage of scripture, I would like to offer you up the title, A Bad Day, But a Good God. A Bad Day, But a Good God. Let me just say, Jairus and his wife had to be having a horrible day. Jairus came to Jesus as soon as he returned. There were people looking around and ready to celebrate Jesus and ready to be amongst the crowd with Jesus. And Jairus was quite different than many other people in the crowd because he came with a need. And his need was, I need you to save my daughter's life. And let me tell you, I know that Jairus waking up that day, it had just been a bad day. See, the reason why I know is because I have two children of my own. And I know that when my children get a cough or my children are sick, I would rather anything else happen than my children to be sick. I remember my daughter was sick when she was very young, and she's always wanted me to be nearby when she was sick. And I remember her putting her mother out to bed so she could sleep with me. And I remember her being so sick that she threw up in the sheets. And I remember thinking to myself, Lord, please help my daughter to feel better. And then I even said something that I never thought I would have said in my life. I said, Lord, make me sick. Just keep her whole. So I know that Jairus had to have been having a horrible day because he left the house going to find Jesus. And when he left the house, he knew that his only chance of his daughter living was for Jesus to heal him. Could you imagine that kind of day? That had to be a bad day. And then to add insult to injury, as Jairus got Jesus' attention, Jesus began to make his way towards Jairus' house. And then he ran into this sickly woman who had an issue of blood. We talked about her this morning. Y'all remember? He had an issue of blood, and she slowed Jesus down. As a matter of fact, she slowed him down so much that when Jesus had healed the woman of her issue of blood, someone came from Jairus' house and said, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about bothering the teacher anymore. Your daughter is dead. Could you imagine Jairus at that point in time? I got to God in time. I got his attention. I started moving him toward my child, and somebody else stepped in, took the blessing that was supposed to be for my daughter. And now here I am, My wife didn't send me out the house to fix this problem. I go find the Lord. And before I could get the Lord back, my daughter has died. Oh, it had to be a bad day. But let me tell you, as you go into this week, I want to tell you two things that will happen for sure. One, you're going to have some bad stuff happen to you. You're going to have, if not a whole bad day, at least a little piece of your day is going to be bad. Remember that. The first thing that's going to happen this week is that you will face some bad day. The second thing is going to happen is that God will prove that he's good. Now watch it. This is how Jairus, how the situation kind of unfolds. The day is going horrible. And write this thing down, because this is going to help you to get through your bad day. There is a recipe. There is some steps that you need to take in order to turn your bad day into a good day, or ever to turn your bad day into recognizing that you serve a good God. You ready? Step number one. The Bible says that while Jesus was speaking, someone came from the house and a synagogue leader said, "Your daughter's dead. Don't bother to teach anymore." Jesus heard this. Step number one, keep Jesus close enough to hear your problem. Listen now, if Jesus had not been with Jairus, he would have never heard the problem that Jairus had. Y'all following me? Sometimes we want Jesus to be able to fix the things that we go through, but he's not close enough to hear the things that are going on with us. Therefore, he can't fix it. Or he is not unable, he does not fix it. Number one, keep Jesus close. Number two, it says, don't be afraid, just believe. First thing, keep Jesus close so he can hear what's going on in your life. Second thing, don't stop believing. See, because the Jairus' daughter's life was predicated upon his belief. See, the Bible says, Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe, and what? Your daughter will be well. What would have happened if Jairus had chosen not to have faith in God? Y'all dead as a doorknob out there today. Hold on. Y'all not gonna have me working all day. Now listen, if Jairus had chosen not to believe, the implication is that his daughter would not have lived. What do you mean? Why did he say it, Brother Mason? Because he said, don't be afraid, just believe. And then he said, and your daughter will be well. What if I say to you, listen, Eric, just pay for this. And just pay for the hamburger. And I'll give you the food. Yeah. If I say, Caleb, just love me and I'll love you back. Y'all making this hard. If I get a bill and the bill says, just pay this and we'll keep on your lights. Y'all, now I'm on your street now, right? Okay, here we go. If I don't pay it, what happens? If Caleb doesn't love me, what happens? I don't love him back. If he don't buy the burger, what happens? Right. So him buying the burger is predicated on if I give it. Her loving me means I love her back. Me paying my light bill means they stay on. So the Bible says, Jesus told Jairus, believe and she'll be well. So what I'm trying to tell you is, when you keep Jesus close, don't stop believing, don't stop having faith, because your faith might be the reason why you come out okay. Some of us not going to make it. We're going to have a hard week, and we're going to be ready to throw in a towel by the end of the week. And the reason why we're going to be able to be willing to throw in a towel is not because Jesus won't fix it. It's because we won't believe in him. Step number one, keep him close. Step number two, don't stop believing. And then he said, when Jesus went to the house, he let Peter, John, James, Jairus, and his wife go inside with him. Step number three, keep your circle small. See, why do you think he let Peter, James, John, Jairus, and his wife go in? He took in people that trusted in him. If the circle had been too big, the doubt could have ruined the room. So what Jesus said is, I ain't taking all of y'all in there. I'm just going to take the people who I know believe in me. When you're going through some stuff, get rid of the people that don't believe what you believe. Get rid of the people that will cause doubt to arise in your heart. It's just like when Joshua and Caleb went to go to survey the land. Y'all remember that? They were ready to go take over Canaan. But it was some other folks that said, it's giants down there. Y'all remember? And because of their doubt, they didn't take over the land. You follow me? You got to get rid of folks that don't believe. It's some folks this week, you're going to go on this week, and it's going to be some things that you can do. And if you're not watching it, if you're not careful, the things that you know you can do with the help of God, or God can do with you, you won't even attempt. And the reason why you won't attempt is because somebody talked you out of it. So you got to be careful. Keep your circle small. Because that disbelief can ruin a whole situation. It can ruin all of your blessings. I try my best to get rid of folks that tell me what I can't do. I don't need to be bothered with you. If all you know is, if all you got to talk about is be, you want to be pessimistic, if all you got to do is tell me what we can and cannot do, get away from me. Because I serve a God that doesn't live in the can't. Nothing's impossible with God. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. With God, difficult takes a second, impossible takes less then. Whatever he wants to do it, he can do it right away. But you got to keep your circle small. First point, keep Jesus close. Second point, don't stop believing. Third point, keep your circle small. Get rid of those people who don't believe. And then it says all the people were crying and feeling sad because the girl was dead. But Jesus said, stop crying. She's not dead, only asleep. And then the people laughed at Jesus because they knew the girl was dead. Point number four, ignore the critics. They had no idea what they was talking about. And even if she was dead, they never did recognize the power of God. There are some people that will continue to talk. They will bicker. They will taunt you when you say you're going to do what you're going to do. Ignore them, because God will do what he said he was going to do. That's point number four. Ignore the critics. And then it says, but Jesus took hold of her hand and called to her, my child, stand up. Her spirit came back into her. She stood up at once. Then Jesus ordered that she be given something to eat. And the parents were amazed. Description says, and the parents were full of joy. Point number five, when God does what he said he's going to do, celebrate it. You better celebrate it. I don't know how in the world we got to the point where we stopped celebrating God's goodness. Why don't you wake up every morning and just shout? I don't understand it. Do you know how difficult it is for you to get up? Listen, doctors can't explain it. They try to take a good shot at it, but that can't really explain it. And when you wake up and you breathe in and out every day, that is a blessing of God. When God does something for you that you can't do for yourself, you ought to thank him for it. Thank God for doing what God can do all by himself and does not need you and nobody can help you with it. God did that. God allows you to walk one foot in front of the other. God allows you to have your be in your right mind. God allows you to breathe in and out. God gave you the health to be able to go to the job and get the money to pay for the house that you live in. That's God. You ought to celebrate it. Amen. Why? Because your situation is just like Jairus' daughter. Without God is dead. You a dead man without God. You a dead man without faith in God. But God can fix it if you follow the plan. Keep him close. He need to hear. See, I love the idea that when God, when Jairus ran into this whole situation and they said, your daughter's dead, Jairus didn't turn to Jesus and said, did you hear him? They said, my daughter's dead. He didn't have to. He was already there. When he said it, Jesus just jumped in and said, don't you worry. Keep believing. I'll fix it. It reminds me of, I think I told you all this the other day or some of it. I was going to get my wife a new car. And when I got there, they were asking about, I was going to get an extended warranty. And I said, well, let me go, because the money that I wanted to spend, I went on the car that I had, right? So I said, let me go on back and get the money. And I'll just bring the money back to buy an extended warranty. And the man said to me, he said, no, you have to buy the extended warranty at the time of purchase or you can't get it. I ain't hardly believe that, but that's okay. Anyway, but he said, you have to buy the extended warranty at the time of purchase, but you're not going to be able to get it. Now, what I did not tell you is when I went to go get the car, I only travel with one person, especially when I'm dealing with business. That's my daddy. And when the guy said, well, you can't get the extended warranty right now, he said, because you got to have the money right away. My daddy reached in his pocket, pulled out his card and said, go ahead. You gonna get it. I didn't say, hey, daddy, you got some money for me? He reached in his pocket, pulled out the payment, put it on the table and said, give him the warranty that he needs. I looked at him, I said, I'll pay you back. He looked at me like that was understood. No, I'm scared. But what I'm trying to tell you is that because he was close, because he was close, I didn't have to request. He knew what I needed, and he stepped in. So you better keep God close so he can recognize when you need something and step in without your request. Not only do you need to keep him close, Believe. Don't stop believing, because your blessing is predicated upon your belief. The next piece is, make sure you keep that circle small. Get rid of all the haters, y'all. I guarantee you there's more haters than believers out there. So that means you got to be very, very careful about the crowd that you run with. Get rid of all the haters and then ignore the critics. Once you ignore the critics, you will see God do exactly what he said he did. He will rise up. He will raise up your dead problem. And when he does it, celebrate. Be amazed. Celebrate. Now, Jesus told that family, I thought it was pretty interesting. I think God has a sense of humor. Because he sat around, he said, now, y'all don't go tell nobody what I did. Guess what? They didn't have to. Everybody knew she was dead. They didn't have to say a word. The rest of the people had to tell it then. Those people that was laughing at the problem, they had to go out there and admit that God had fixed it. You don't need to go tell nobody what happened to you, how God fixed it. They was laughing at you when they see it fixed. If they got good sense, they just got to tell it themselves. Oh, I love the fact that Jesus used the people that didn't believe in him to tell the news. You know, if they was laughing for him, when that went down, them people, you know, they had to walk out the house. And you know what happened? They walk out the house and they was like this. And somebody said, girl, what happened? Oh, Jairus' daughter dead, huh? And they had to say, no. No. She woke. And then when she woke up hungry. Yeah. Well, but I thought y'all was laughing at him. I thought y'all told Jairus' daddy, don't even come. Don't even worry about coming. No. She up. She alive. He fixed it. Oh, no. If I was Jairus' wife, Jairus and mama and daddy, I mean, if I was that daughter, if I was Jairus and his wife, I would walk outside quiet like this. How you doing, dog? I'm good. Why? Because Jesus fixed my problem. And he told me not to talk about it, so I don't need to. Just watch my daughter follow behind me. You know what he did. That's what we face every day. We face some dead situations. Sometimes we got bad days, but we always got a good God. Keep that at the forefront of your mind as you go through your week. Follow the recipe. Just follow it. Follow the recipe and watch how Jesus, how God will raise your dead situation. You don't have to brag about it. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to do none of that. All you got to do is keep on walking, and people will know that God did it because they know you couldn't do it by yourself. If you're here and you're not a Christian, that's what he did for your life. You were dead in sin. You are dead in sin. And then Jesus came, gave his life, was buried, rose on the third day. And when he got up with all the power he needs to fix your situation. All you have to do is believe that. Believe that he's the Son of God. Believe that he died, buried, and was resurrected. And then repent of your sins. Say, Lord, I don't want to do this no more. Let me turn around and do something different. Confess that Jesus is the sweetest name on earth. After you confess, go down in obedience and baptism. And when you rise, wake up a new person. You wake up someone who has access to this grace and mercy at a new level. Maybe you're a Christian already and you say to yourself, you know what? I just been down about my problems. You know, my situation dead and I died on with it. Here's the opportunity for you right now to come back and be reunited with Jesus as we stand to sing the song of invitation.
Jesus, holy, tenderly upon your ear, the sweetest cry in love and pity, call it, turn and listen, speak and hear.
Oh, ye
that labor
and are
heavy laden,
I'm lean.
Amen. Sister Lottie has come. She has something, I'm sure, resting on her heart that she wants to share with us. Will you stand, please, ma'am?
Today, when I left this morning, my husband said, pray for me. He's like, you know, I was thinking, this, it's not a Catholic church. I don't go and pray. You know, you don't go to church to pray for. I don't go to church to pray for you. I pray for you every day, I said to myself. So this morning, I didn't even think about it. So, you know, I decided I'd come up. He asked for prayer, so I'm asking you to pray for him and to pray for me also. Thank you.
Amen. Prayer is always good. Prayer is always appropriate. And we know she loves her husband and she wants to comply with his request. We're going to ask you at this time to join with us as we go to God's throne of grace and prayer on behalf of Sister Lottie's husband and on her behalf as well. Let us bow. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy grand and glorious name. We come before your throne of grace again with thanksgiving in our hearts with an attitude of gratitude. We're grateful for Brother Mason and grateful for the meaningful, touching letter that he shared with us this evening. Continue to bless him. We come to you on behalf of Sister Lottie's husband. We know that you know what challenges he faces. We pray that you will address whatever his situation might be in the way that you know is best for him. We not only pray for him, but we pray for Lottie, his loving wife. Pray that you will be with her, that you will strengthen her, that you will encourage her, that you will better enable her to encourage him and to continue to have a positive influence on his life. Watch over her, keep her always in your protective care. In your son's blessed name, we give thanks and pray. Amen.
Thank Brother Mason again for our message this afternoon. Now we're coming out as part of a worship service. We are to give as well as prosper. And this is opportunity for you who are going to give this morning. We do find in 1 Corinthians the chapter 16 and verses 2. The Bible says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him. Let it be no gathers when I come. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly, most gracious God, we thank you for another opportunity that we have to give unto thee. We do pray that our giving be well pleasing. And always accept them in thy sight. In your son's name we do pray. Amen.
Onward rejoicing, I tread life's way. A higher I'm climbing, it's passing day. In hilltops of glory, now rock and hill, where arrows shall be made near. In hilltops of glory, I now can sing, oh brother, won't you come go with me when the mountain thy sun shall stand, a hilltop of glory land. Way down in Egypt, mid burning sand, Moses that stopped it for Canaan land, never turned back. Words always a sin unto the journey in. The hilltops of glory I now can sing. Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe from the mountain thy soul shall stand. The hilltops of glory land. Steps of Jesus before was laid, where he tread my journey, his warning here, the evil of a Lord may cannot prevail. I'm on the upward trail, the hilltop of glory I now can sing. Won't you come go with me, safe on the mountain thy soul shall stand, a hilltop of glory land.
Are there those who would like to take up the Lord's Supper, please raise your hand. 289. Dear Lord, we break the bread in memory of that great sacrifice on Calvary. This we do each Lord's Day that Christ has said, bless all disciples now who break the bread. Bless thou the cup, dear Lord, to us this day. May we with heart prepare his words to obey. We now hear death proclaim in his own way until he comes again. We keep this day.
We come down to this part of the worship service, which is the Lord's Supper. And being New Testament Christians, we're commanded on the first day of the week to come together and break bread and partake of the cup in remembrance of the sacrifice that Christ made upon Calvary, that we, through that death, suffering, and sacrifice, have access to the tree of life. This was reiterated by Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse, where he said, I received of the Lord, which I deliver also unto you, that on the same night the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which has been broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. At this time, we give thanks for the bread, Brother Prown.
Dear Lord, thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for the remission of our sins. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen. And in like manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. For let everyone examine himself to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not deserving the Lord's body or his blood. At this time, we give thanks for the cup, Brother Prowl.
Let us pray. Father, God in heaven, thank for this day. Thank all the blessings you've given us. Thank for this opportunity to commune, Lord. We pray to the ones who take this cup, taking it in a manner that's pleasing and acceptable unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you'd like to partake of the supper at this time, please raise your hand.